This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The New York Times commissioned a massive study of 150,000 people nationwide that finds that most people in this COVID year are not doing Thanksgiving with anyone except the people in their households. Just 27% will do guests. By political party affiliation, libertarians and Greens are most likely to ignore the CDC recommendation and eat with people from outside their household in the 37% range, Republicans 34%, Democrats 22%, and some people are cutting back their plans because they have to after breadwinners lost their jobs. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
So right now they are unloading frozen meats, yogurts, a lot of vegetables and
Jacobson Valentine runs Feed the Mass in Portland. Since early in the pandemic, the group's been taking donations of unsold food from places like Costco and Amazon and preparing free meals for people in need.
We started out doing about 150 every weekend, and now we're up to about close to 1,000 a day.
Nationwide, demand for food assistance has soared, says Katie Fitzgerald at Feeding America, an umbrella group for food banks.
The 200 Feeding America food banks have consistently reported about 60% more people showing up at food distributions than before the pandemic.
Heading into winter, Fitzgerald predicts food insecurity will worsen. Meanwhile, she says, food banks face a decline in supply as two federal programs that provide food from U.S. farmers are set to expire. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.